In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text this morning is the psalm and the catechism portion appointed for today, because if you were paying attention when we read that psalm portion today, you'll know why our text is both the psalm and the catechism portion. The psalm. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Well, now, isn't that a cheery message for this bright sunny morning? Life is hard, life is short, and then you die. Well, whatever we read here in this psalm, certainly the lesson is obvious for us. We are mortal. We are perishable. And you know what that word perishable means, don't you? Of course you do. You go over here to Schnucks and you pick out a carton of milk, and right there on the carton of milk is an expiration date. Why? Because it's perishable. We want to know when its time is going to run out. Well, perhaps, according to the lesson today of teaching us to number our days aright, perhaps we should all be stamped with expiration dates right on our forehead. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, hey, Ted, I noticed that you're good through January 2040. As you can see, I expire in March of the same year. Now, certainly that would be a little much, but it gets the point across, the point that we are perishable. We are mortal. Our time on earth is limited. Therefore, O Lord, teach us to number our days aright. Let's take another approach. You know Oprah Winfrey. Well, Oprah Winfrey is proud to tell you that on her desk, she has one of those life clocks. You know, it's the kind of digital clock that backs out the time. It counts down the time that you have left. Now, I, of course, have offered to simply stamp her on the forehead with an expiration date. But so far, she hasn't taken me up on that. Regardless, it's apparent that we're all aware of our own mortality. What's more, not only are our days limited, but as we read in today's psalm, those days quickly pass, and they're full of trouble. Now, at this time of year, with Halloween behind us, and with leaves falling to the ground all around us, and for many of us, finals looming over us, you probably don't need any more reminders of your own mortality and the sufferings that you must endure in life. And so I probably should stop right there. But then what fun would that be? So I'll go on. These last Sundays in the church year are a good time for us to reflect on our lives before God, an almighty God, an eternal God. We, however, are mortal. We are perishable. Life is short, and then you die. So, teach us, O Lord, to number our days aright. So much for our reflection on the law. Now let's move on to some gospel, for goodness sakes. And fortunately for us today, the appointed catechism lesson will supply that for us. Second article to the creed, redemption, salvation, gospel through and through. Just look at that explanation. I believe that Jesus Christ, yada, 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 is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, a mortal creature, if you will. Who has purchased and won me from, and just look at this list, from all sins, from death, got that? From death, from the power of the devil, how? Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. Why? That I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and get this, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, this is most certainly true. So, life is short, and then you die? Hardly. Not for us. This most certainly is not true. Well, it at least is not the whole truth, not for us. Sure, we're mortal. Sure, we're perishable. But we are not alone. We have not been left to our own devices. We have not been left to struggle throughout our existence on our own limited strength. We've been given something far more. On our own, and in our sin, the length of our days are 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Therefore, indeed, teach us, O Lord, to number our days aright, for we are mortal. We are perishable. We have an expiration date stamped on our forehead, on our own. That's the law. Hear now the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The expiration date has been renewed on your forehead because the name of Christ has been placed on you. You are now marked as one who will inherit the immortal, as one who will put on the imperishable. Life for us goes on. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is most certainly true. In the name of Jesus, amen.